This is Baldwin Veterinary Surgery, 185 Whitehorse Road, and I am practice manager Stacey. Belle Reid, with a love of animals, especially horses, entered the Melbourne Veterinary College Fitzroy in 1902. Completing the course in 1906, Reid was one of five final year students who were examined and the only one to pass. When she was registered by the Veterinary Board of Victoria on 21st of November, she was said to be the first formally recognised female veterinary surgeon in the world. She had immediately set up a practice in a house at 185 Whitehorse Road that formerly accommodated her family's chauffeur. At this time, Baldwin and District was mainly a farming community. Baldwin House, for example, had extensive vineyards between Whitehorse Road and Mount Albert Roads. Driving to her calls by pony and trap, Belle became a familiar sight around Baldwin. The original stables and kennels are still standing at Baldwin Veterinary Surgery. In 1911, Reid and her sister Mary bought 1,000 acres of farmland at Bundoora and named it Bossum Park. Belle moved to the farm in 1925. She engaged Edna Walling to landscape the garden of her home, had stables built to accommodate both her own horses and others on adjustment, and supervised the construction of a large dairy. Belle Reid was involved with the RSPCA. In 1923, she retired and left the practice in the hands of Dr. Philip Kalinak, husband of her favourite niece Sylvia. Dr. Kalinak was in turn succeeded by Dr. Hugh Worth. Hugh commenced work as an associate veterinary practitioner at Duron Veterinary Surgery from 1964 to 1965. Hugh Worth was then employed as an associate veterinary practitioner from 1965 to 1966, taking over the Baldwin practice in January 1967 after Phil Kalinak went into hospital for an eye operation and never returned to work. Hugh Worth was the lead veterinarian from January 1967 to his retirement in August 2006. He was slightly deaf and spoke loudly, often ticking off animal owners. Hugh Worth appeared on ABC radio for over 30 years and I recall was far kinder when speaking to children who called with a query. Bev William recalls when she'd listened to Hugh on the ABC radio, her Labrador Kim Coward. Hugh, an animal advocate, was the president of RSPCA Victoria's board from 1972 to 2015. Hugh explained in a talk to Baldwin Historical Society in February 2010, attended by 80 members and visitors, how the service had changed over more than a century, with cattle, dairy cows and horses giving way to domestic animals as its main patients. He then explained how the explosion of knowledge and changes in treatment since 1980s had changed the structure of veterinary service and led to the need to specialise. Dr. Amanda Gross took over in 2006, working at the practice until leaving on Friday the 24th of July 2020. During her work at the surgery, she administered radioactive iodine treatment to cats. Amanda is now based at the Hypothyroid Cat Clinic in Box Hill. Baldwin Vet Surgery is now part of the Vet Partners group. Vet Partners are committed to providing compassionate, patient-centred care. Baldwin Veterinary Surgery is currently led by head veterinarian Dr. Lan Tran, alongside a team of dedicated vet nurses and a practice manager.